Do you remember how much education they had had?
Oh, they didn't go to high school. You know, a long time ago, people didn't go to college like they do now.
Right.
They went to schools in the country.
Well, they're not even graded at that time, were they?
No,
they didn't have grades. Mm-hmm. I remember Mom talking about that. They didn't have grades.
Okay, what did your father do for a living?
My father was a farmer.
Did your mother have an occupation outside the home? Or?
No. Mm-mm.
It's plenty of a big job to be a farmer's wife.
Yes, it was. She had children, too, you know, to look after.
Right.
That has been a long time ago, and people didn't have servants like they do now. And, well, they had servants on the farm to do the farm work, but my mother reared her children without any help on the family, you know, the children looking after each other.
Do you know anything about your grandparents, where they were from, or
what? No, I don't know. Well, now my grandparents on my father's side, they were from Newnan, Georgia. And my mother's father and mother, they were born down there near where they lived, you know. My grandmother was a Williams, but I can't tell you where she came from. Long time ago, you know.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well, fine.
And
what about your husband? How old was he?
Oh, he was, let me see, he died in 50. Oh, he would have been 51. Am I getting it right now? Wait just a minute.
Let's see.
He's been dead 19 years.
This is 69.
Mm-hmm.
So that would make it 50.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
And was he a Baptist also?
Yes, Baptist over here at Franklin.
He was a deacon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And did he run the store out here? I noticed it.
Yes.
The service station?
He and I ran it. My son was in service 3.5 years. He went in with his father when we first built it, but when he left to go in service, I helped my husband. I sold groceries and little things in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And he did the other work.
Well, we stopped here this morning, and little did I know that I would be talking to you. Okay, how much education had your husband had?
Oh, he just had, he went to school in the country like I did, and he went to school in Hogansville, but he didn't finish college. There was no college at Hogansville then. That was where he lived when he was a young man.
Okay, and where was he born, do you know?
Who?
Your husband.
Oh, he was born down here at the old farm about 5 miles from here at the Ornsby farm, old Ornsby homestead. Been in the family for years and years. You would call it Ornsbyville.
Oh.
That was named for the Ornsbys. And they used to have a post office and a store and a grist mill and all like, just a country place, you know. But he was born in Hood County, at Ornsbyville.
I see. Right. Well, what's there now? Is someone on the farm still?
Oh, yes, we sold it. We sold our farm, mm-hmm. and other people have it. I don't know who. It's been cut up in different sections.
Yeah, I know it has. I don't know who would own it now.
Okay.
Most of it's in timber.
Well, I tell you, Joe Walton lives on part of it.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, shall we get on to the questions?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. These are just very simple, and any answer that comes to your mind is what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
What
my answer will be simple.
I'm not sure I believe that. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, say about 3 or 4 p.m.?
What do I call it?
Mm-hmm. You might say, well, I expect to see you later this...
Oh, I'd call it... late in the afternoon, wouldn't you?
Yes. I think that's what she wants. Just whatever you think about.
Yes.
Say, well, I'll see you this evening, or I'll see you this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.